The Nefez Ensemble ending World Roots, which was introduced by Lucy Duran. The producer was Roger Short. Next week, as part of our month-long celebration of British music, World Roots comes from the Shetland Islands, where we'll be hearing music from the annual Shetland Folk Festival in the company of Mary-Ann Kennedy. That's World Roots next Sunday evening, starting at 10 o'clock. A quick look ahead to what's on offer tomorrow as part of our British music season. Vaughan Williams is Composer of the Week. Donald MacLeod will be concentrating on his later years. That's at midday every day. And then in Afternoon on Three, Katie Durham celebrates Benjamin Britten in his centenary year. And she also launches a month-long series of British symphonies. Tomorrow's offerings include Britten's Sinfonia da Requiem and a symphony by S.S. Wesley. Afternoon on Three begins at 2 o'clock tomorrow. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock. Time now for Jazz Lineup, presented this week by Claire Martin.
Hello, welcome to Jazz Lineup, coming to you from BBC Maida Vale Studios. And throughout June on BBC Radio 3, we're celebrating British music. And with that theme in mind, on today's show, I'll be joined by Vibes master Roger Beaujolais and his quartet, featuring a stellar lineup of Robin Aspand on piano, Simon Thorpe on double bass, and Winston Clifford on the drums. So stay tuned for some special session music. Also on the programme, concert music by saxophonist BBC Radio 3's new generation jazz artist Trish Clues and her band featuring Gwilym Simcock, recorded at this year's Derry Jazz Festival. Plus, Kevin Ajara is with me and has unearthed another long-lost classic from this month's Now's the Time feature, which has a distinctly British flavour. Kevin, what have you unearthed from the archives this week?
It is Lewis Maholo Maholo's septet. The album is called Bra Lewis Bra Tebs, and it's one of the most high-energy records that I can think of the 90s.
Thanks, Kevin, and looking forward to hearing more from that album later on the show. Well, let's get straight to the music and welcome today's session band, the Roger Beaujolais Quartet. Roger is celebrating the release of his new CD, Mind the Gap, which features him in this new quartet setting. The new release has been met with critical acclaim and is a mixture of swinging originals and well-crafted covers of such great tunesmiths like Wes Montgomery, Chick Corea and Milton Nascimento. It's a pleasure to welcome them to Jazz Lineup. Let's get started with the tune Full House. Thank you. Full House, played by the Roger Beaujolais Quartet. I'm delighted to say that Roger, visibly enjoying that, and you said in the soundcheck that you love your band. I mean, what a fantastic group of musicians, and you're saxless.
Absolutely.
Saxless for once. Tell us about that change.
Well, Mark Lockhart, as you know, became best jazz musician of the year in the Parliamentary Jazz Awards, and he wanted to concentrate on his own projects. And actually, quite a few of the gigs we were doing at that point were quartets anyway, because
right.
people couldn't afford the five of us because of these times of austerity.
Sure.
And so it just felt like a natural thing to do, to
really
not
well.
Replace it. I really like it. And actually, we can do slightly different things to what we would have done with Mark.
Yep.
And
sure.
and he's still a good friend, and you know, he did 10 albums for me. So actually, you know, we've had a long association, and,
yeah.
and we'll still be mates yeah. for a long time, I'm sure.
Ah. You didn't start out as a vibes player initially. Early on, you were a drummer. So I have to ask you, you know, what turned you on to playing the vibes? What was there a moment when you thought, yeah, this is it now?
Well, yeah, actually, I mean, you know, I was a drummer, but I did less than 10 gigs. I only played rock music. I didn't
right.
really like jazz.
So this really,
was in the
really
60s.
Count,
so it's kind of irrelevant. But, you know, I didn't start playing vibes until I was 24.
Right.
And I was working in a record shop at the time, and I heard a couple of albums by Bobby Hutcherson that I thought were amazing. And I'd heard vibes before when I was younger without really paying much attention.
Mm.
Or getting excited at it. But, you know, when I heard the two albums of his, one was called Linger Lane, where actually he just plays marimba, and the other one was called The View from the Inside. And they were both very different from each other, but both very beautiful in different ways.
Mm.
And by coincidence, he happened to be playing... He's from California. He happened to be playing in London soon after that. So I went to see him, and
that was it.
And then I thought, yeah, that's, I want to do this. And then a friend of a friend was selling a set of vibes, and so... it all seemed to come together in some sort of order, and I had to go for it, really.
Mm. But it's such a physical instrument, isn't it? I mean, you must have to keep very fit.
Well, it's just carrying it.
Just carrying it, yeah. I mean, it's. Do you think that puts people off? I mean, and
I think in terms of one of the things, there are a few things that make it difficult for people. One is that actually, even at its loudest, it's not very loud, and so therefore. As drummers have got louder over the years, it's become, because they have, I mean, you know, it's just the way rock music and then that's crossed over into jazz.
Mm.
It's actually difficult to play and get heard. And so that, for a start, and also in the 60s, Fender Rhodes came along, the first electric pianos were Fender Rhodes and Wurlitzer. Mm. Fender Rhodes has a very similar tonality,
yeah.
plus no volume problems.
Mm.
And also, it's very difficult to find a cheap one. I mean, if you were starting out on a clarinet, you could probably find one for 80 quid or something,
yeah.
or a guitar
yeah.
for 60 quid. And enough to find out whether you really want to take it any
sure.
further or not. And let's face it, it's usually parents who buy these instruments,
yeah.
and they're thinking, do I want to spend £2,500 on something that my child actually might not want to do
yeah.
after 3 months? And so there's a lot of reasons really why it hasn't been as popular as some other instruments.
I know on this album there's lots of your original composition. What's your inspiration for writing?
Just life, actually. You know, I think that, I mean, I've written things in lots of different styles, and it just depends on how I feel and who I'm with and
yep.
and what I'm trying to go for, because I don't have a method. I mean, some people I know will have a melody first and then they'll get chords, or they'll have the chords first and do the melody. I do both of those.
Mm.
Sometimes I will just start with a bass line. Sometimes I'll have chords. Sometimes I'll have a rhythm of something that will inspire me to do something else. And it's just whatever I feel like, really. No method.
So what are you going to play for us next?
We're going to do a tune by Milton Nascimento, brilliant Brazilian composer, and this one's called Vera Cruz. Thank you.
Mind the Gap, played by Roger Beaujolais's quartet, and Roger and the band will be back later on the show for more great music. But time to talk about another new release, and this time veteran drummer and composer Jeff Williams, who's just released his second CD on Whirlwind Records. Williams fronts a formidable quartet featuring New Yorker's Dwayne Eubanks on trumpet, John O'Gallagher on alto sax, and John Hebert on bass. The CD is a live recording from the Vortex Club in London, and as I mentioned, out on the prolific Whirlwind label, home to some very great artists such as Aaron Goldberg, Dave Hamblett, Gareth Lacrane, Ivo Neem, Kit Downs, and bassist Michael Janisch, who is the label boss and who himself has just put out a 5-CD set called Jazz for Babies. It's never too early to catch the jazz bug. But let's hear Jeff Williams now in full swing with the opening track of his CD entitled The Listener, and this is Beer and Water.
Thank you.
From his new CD, The Lister, that was Beer and Water, played by Jeff Williams, Dwayne Eubanks, John O'Gallagher and John Hebert. Recorded live at the Vortex, that CD is now out on the Whirlwind record label. May the 13th marked the 25th anniversary of jazz icon Chet Baker's untimely death and was the release date for British singer-trumpeter Sue Richardson's tribute CD to him called Too Cool. Featuring songs that Sue has uncovered, written by Chet, and new material she's written from being inspired by Chet's life away from music. Let's hear Sue singing now with Karen Sharp on baritone, and it's the bittersweet Chetty's Lullaby. From the CD Too Cool, that was Sue Richardson on vocals and trumpet, with Karen Sharp on baritone, Neil Richardson on piano, Rod Young on drums and George Trebor on bass, and that CD, Too Cool, is out now on the Splashpoint record label. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on DAB Digital Radio, coming to you from our studios at BBC Maida Vale. Coming up later, session music from our very special guest band, the Roger Beaujolais Quartet. Well, it's time now for our regular monthly feature, Now Is The Time, with Kevin Ajama, who chooses a recording that he thinks deserves another airing. Well, Kevin, you've selected Luis Maholo Maholo Bra Luis Bra Tebs. Tell us a little bit more about Luis and how his music formed part of the fabric of the UK jazz scene.
Well, he's an iconic figure. He's part of that wave of South African musicians who came over in the mid-60s and made a huge impact. And I think British jazz is also defined by the input of musicians from abroad, South Africa, Africa, generally speaking, the Caribbean. So he's part of the South African contingent. He was in a group called the Blue Notes that also featured these amazing musicians, Dudu Bukwana, the alto saxophonist, Mongezi Feza, the trumpeter, Johnny Diani, the bassist, and Chris McGregor, the pianist. And they all played with a lot of very, very influential, very skilled musicians in this country, and also Americans as well. Luis went on to play with the likes of Steve Lacy, Roswell Rudd. He played with the great Swiss pianist Irene Schwarzer. So all the time you had him kind of reaching out to these other musicians and I think inspiring younger musicians as well. And the reason why I chose this album, which was recorded in the mid-90s, is because it's one of the great groups that he led, the Septet, that features several generations of great players. So you've got fellow South Africans, Claude Depper, the trumpeter, Pulefete, the pianist, and a very young musician who you know very well, Jason Yard, on alto sax.
He looks very young.
He looks very young on the actual sleeve of this record. Also, another great young musician, an Italian bass player called Roberto Bellatala. And this is an international group. There's also the Martinican singer Francine Luce. So it's a great advert for British jazz as multicultural jazz.
Okay.
International jazz.
Okay, let's get to the music and hear the first track, and this is Unison.
Thank you.
from the album Bra Lewis Bra Tibbs. That was Unison, and the first track from Kevin Lajama's Now's the Time pick. So Kevin, straight away I've got to say, when I heard these tracks, this is really free jazz, isn't it? And this is something that I struggle to understand.
It's challenging music, but I think that even though it may be called quote-unquote free jazz, this particular album has a lot of very beautiful melodies. There are traditional South African melodies that are worked into the tunes. Some of the tunes are adaptations of traditional melodies. We're also going to hear a great gospel piece in a minute. And I think the rhythmic fire and all of the sophistication with regard to what Lewis does with the beat gives you something to hold on to if you like rhythm. So some people think, okay, free jazz is very abstract and it's very broken up. But he, I think, is one of the great rhythm players that I've ever heard. Somebody who can play very, very sophisticated, very intricate rhythms, but they still have a dance quality. I've heard his music in lots of different contexts, and people do dance to it. You know, there's that driving quality, which is really strong. The other thing is that the horns in particular, the way that they're arranged, I think have a very, very choral, a very vocal quality as well. They sing quite a lot. And we've also got this fantastic singer who we're just about to hear, called Francine Luce from Martinique, who again, I suppose, is part of that whole multicultural aspect of the British jazz scene. You know, if we're celebrating British jazz and British music, then I think it's really worth making reference to her.
Do you think that, I mean, he eventually settles in London after emigrating to Europe, first of all, in 1964. Do you think that London had the most vibrant scene, where he felt most accepted and could be creative? Was this, what was so special about the scene here? Do you think we were, you know, open arms?
Well, I think he found like-minded spirits. He played with people like Evan Parker, Keith Tippett, Kenny Wheeler, etc. He had this amazing group called Spirits Rejoice. And I think just about every improvising musician will tell you that if they find somebody who they can play with, who they're on the same wavelength with, then they're going to play with them regardless of where they are. So London was, I suppose, a meeting place for him and lots of other talented musicians.
How important do you think were the South African exiles to the British free jazz scene?
Enormously important. I think if you look at some of the defining groups of the 80s that we had in this country, this younger generation of musicians, like, let's say, Django Bates and Loose Tubes, Courtney, the Jazz Warriors, Steve Williamson, they were all highly influenced by the South Africans. And I think that I'm pretty certain that Django played with some of those musicians. I think he was in Dudu Pukwana's band. Steve Williamson was in Chris McGregor's band. So the South Africans, I think, were not just influential figures, they were also mentors and teachers to some of these younger musicians. So yeah, their influence can't be overstated.
Well, let's hear the next track. What is the next track?
Yeah, this is a great version of the amazing spiritual, that staple, Motherless Child, which features Francine Luce on the vocal.
Like a motherless child, your mother. Let's jive. A long way, a long way from
Francine Lucer on vocals singing Motherless Child with Louis Mahola Mahola, and that's from Bra Louis Bra Tebs, the album of choice from Kevin Legendre. Kevin, what would you say to people that, you know, perhaps are trying to get into jazz and they might turn the radio on and hear that straight away and be suddenly frightened of how to listen to it or think that this is such an extreme type of music? I mean, do you think you need to know and love jazz to then appreciate what's going on when people are freely improvising?
No, I think you just need to be open-minded and let the energy of the music take you. As I say, there's nothing better than seeing Louis Mahola Mahola play live, because he's an incredibly engaging character. And as I say, for me, the way that he plays, his approach to rhythm, is very much about dance. So I think if you're open-minded and you accept that the musicians are being creative and you listen for the melodies, even though there's a lot of very, very intricate, maybe challenging rhythmic interplay and some harmonies that are challenging as well, you're going to hear something that you can relate to.
This is a double album. Now, the two sessions are recorded 17 years apart. There's one in 1995 and then there's one in 2006. Why is that?
Well, I think it's a great release. I mean, I actually chose this album, Bra Louis Bra Tebs, because it's an album from the 90s that I particularly like. But it was, just to be absolutely clear, it was part of a 2-CD package that came out on the label Ogun, which is a great label, which released a lot of South African music as part of this double CD package with the earlier album that I referred to, Spirits Rejoice, that was recorded in 1978. So I think what they were trying to do is basically showcase Louis Mahola Mahola as a great leader. Right. So that's why they put the two albums together.
After the South African jazz exodus of the 1960s, he returns then back to a very different South Africa. Is he still playing there now?
I think he goes back and forth between South Africa, the UK and Europe. It's worth saying that the main reason why I chose this album is because it was recorded a couple of years after he went back to South Africa on this kind of freedom tour. That was 1993. And then he returned and he recorded this set in 1995. So it's a kind of triumphant record in a lot of ways. It's Bra Louis going back and reconnecting with his homeland after many years in exile. And I think now he divides his time between South Africa and Europe. And he's an international musician.
I think I need to come and see him in the flesh to really understand it.
I'll take you by the hand and we can
definitely
have a dance to it.
I'll try to. So let's talk about the last track. This is called Yes Baby, No Baby. Talk me through it.
Yeah, I think one of the great things about Louis Maholo's approach to drumming is that you have this very, very supple snare beat. He plays incredibly fast, or he has this kind of skittering quality where you can hear the snare almost coming across as a cymbal because he plays it so quickly and so lightly, yet at the same time it really drives the music. So there's a lightness of touch there along with all the energy, and I think you hear just how good a drummer he is on this track.
Well, let's hear the final track, Yes Baby, No Baby. Kevin, thank you very much for coming in.
My pleasure.
From the album Bra Lewis, Bra Tebs, that was Lewis Mahola Mahola and Yes Baby, No Baby. And that album, Bra Lewis, Bra Tebs. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on DAB Digital Radio. Well, I'll be presenting Jazz Lineup with the BBC Big Band, conducted for the first time by Julian Arguelles on Saturday the 22nd of June at the City Hall in Glasgow as part of the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra's Alive with Music Weekend. The tickets are free, and for full details, go to the Jazz Lineup page of the Radio 3 website. Julian has put together an enticing programme of his own big band arrangements, where he draws on inspiration from Abdullah Ibrahim and Chris McGregor, as well as arrangements of music by Oasis and Goldfrapp and Julian's own repertoire. 7:30 is the start time at the City Hall in Glasgow, and I hope to see you all there. That's the BBC Big Band, conducted by Julian Arguelles on Saturday the 22nd of June and recorded for this programme, Jazz Lineup. Tickets are free, and for full details, go to the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website now. Well, here's a tune that'll be featured on that programme. It's an original by Julian and features him with the Frankfurt Radio Big Band with a piano feature for Gwilym Simcock. The track is taken from the Basho album Momenta, and it's called You See, My Dear, written for his partner, Kathy Ray.
Thank you.
Featuring Gwilym Simcock, that was the beautiful You See, My Dear, from the album Momenta by Julian Arguelles. For keeping the Gwilym theme going and celebrating more great British music, let's hear something recorded by Jazz Lineup at this year's Derry Jazz Festival as part of the celebrations for the UK City of Culture in Derry, Londonderry, on May the 6th at the Tower Hotel. This features Trish Clues on sax, Gwilym, of course, on piano, Chris Montague on guitar, Callum Gourlay on bass, and on drums, it's James Madron. This is the track, The Animator.
Thank you.
Trish Clues with her quintet featuring Willem Simcott on piano, and that was The Animator. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on DAB Digital Radio. And all this month, we are celebrating British music and the vibrant jazz scene that we are lucky enough to have on this island, something I was very proud to rave about on my recent trip to New York, where I was asked many times what the scene was like over here. Well, to play their second set now, musicians that have all individually played a tremendous part in keeping the scene alive and vibrant. Here together with Roger Beaujolais leading the quartet, playing their second set for us here at the BBC Maid of Vale Studios. This is Roger Beaujolais' composition, Joe Beam. Thank you. Roger Beaujolais' quartet with Roger's composition, Joe Beam. I'm presuming, Roger, that is a homage to the great Joe Beam.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
And Latin music, a real part of your collection.
I've always, well, I am a percussionist, I suppose. But yeah, no, I just love percussion and I love Latin music, not only Brazilian, also Afro-Cuban. I love it.
So this band, I mean, you're taking them on the road, you're touring this record next?
Well, I like to be touring all year round, actually, but those days seem to be over. I mean, you know, if you know what I mean, it's just people get specific tours together. But I would like to be working a lot. And we've got quite a few gigs in the diary. Hopefully a few more will come in.
Great. So where can we see you next with this lineup?
I've got a launch gig for this album on June the 18th, which is on Tuesday at the Forge in Delancey Street in Camden.
That's a lovely venue, that. Very,
yes,
very nice.
I've done it a couple of times before. I really like it there. They've got a lovely piano. It feels nice.
So tell us about the next track you're going to play. The next one, I think, Thad Jones?
Yes, we're going to do a ballad. I love playing ballads. And I think the thing about vibraphone is that it's a beautiful sounding instrument. And when you play a lot of notes, sometimes the beauty of it gets lost. And so when you play ballads, then you hear all the textures that it's capable of. Because if you imagine the volume of a vibraphone, it's not particularly loud. And if you thrash hell out of it, then actually you haven't got any dynamic range. With ballads, you have a dynamic range, which is nice. So, yeah.
Let's hear it. Roger Beaujolais Quartet playing Thad Jones's A Child Is Born. Thank you. Roger Beaujolais' quartet, Robin Aspen on piano, Winston Clifford on drums, Simon Thorpe on bass, and of course, Roger Beaujolais on vibraphone. Well, that's nearly it from Jazz Lineup this week, but don't forget there's plenty more jazz on BBC Radio 3, with Jazz on 3 on Monday nights. This week, new British big band Troy Kestra in performance at the 2013 Cheltenham Jazz Festival. And on next week's Jazz Lineup, more music from BBC Maid of Vale Studios celebrating British music, featuring a session from the Asaf Circus Trio. I'll also be profiling the new album on ECM by Quercus, featuring Ian Ballamy, Hugh Warren and June Tabor. Plus more concert music recorded at the Derry Jazz Festival featuring the Lindley Hamilton Sextet and American vocalist Dana Masters. To finish today's show, here's a taster for next week's show from his soon-to-be-released new album, Shepherd Stories, drummer Asaf Circus, who is widely regarded as one of the great drummer percussionists of a generation, has a great love and fascination for melody that provokes déjà vu. The new CD features guitarist Tassos Spiliotopoulos and bassist Yaron Stavi, and this is the atmospheric track, Together. From me, Claire Martin, until next time, bye-bye. Thank you.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome once again to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. The city of Roskilde hosts a rock festival in early summer, which you could call Denmark's answer to our own Glastonbury Festival. But in August, the Roskilde Schubertiade offers something more relaxed, and today's opening concert is from the 2012 event. The Danish string quartet play Beethoven later, plus some Schubert song arrangements. They start with Haydn and what's been called a superior entertainment in four acts: a story, a song, a dance and a party. Haydn's quartet, Opus 64, number 5, is nicknamed the Lark, and Frederik Öland, the quartet's leader, acknowledges that in some of the extra birdsong touches he brings to the first movement.
Thank you.
Haydn's Quartet in D, Opus 64, No. 5, nicknamed The Lark. The tenor Matthias Hedegaard joins the Danish string quartet now for five songs from Schubert's Winterreise, beginning with Erstarrung. The cold-induced numbness that the title refers to is, ironically, what's preserving the image of the poet's absent beloved. Der Lindenbaum, the linden tree, and the springtime dream of Frühlingstraum both offer some consolation, while Mut defies the snow flying in the poet's face, and the set ends with Der Leiermann.
Vergebens nach ihrer dritte Spur, wo sie an meiner